All right. Intern Dom has unintentionally sabotaged the show, and I'm glad for that. Everybody's angry with him, as they often are, this time for saying that Roger Staubach is in his top 10 all-time quarterbacks, and Terry Bradshaw isn't, or Staubach is just ahead of Bradshaw in the list.
Bradshaw did not make it. Staubach was at 7.
You are unbelievable. So I imagine this comes up because Art the other day, upon Ben being, he's going into the Steelers Hall of Honor, yes?
Yes.
Called him a top 10 quarterback of all time, which I happen to agree with, that Ben is a top 10 quarterback of all time. So now, before we get into, are the callers threatening you in any way, or are they just angry?
Some people seem pretty mild-mannered. Some people say they're going to school me and teach me a lesson.
Okay.
And I do want to make it very clear. I know that I'm 21 years old and didn't get to see these two
That's
play.
That's okay. So you have every right to have that opinion. I mean, I have opinions on all-time greatest running backs, and I'm going to put Jim Brown number one. Never saw him play live. That's okay.
Right.
We all have the tools, you know, with which to judge people from that era. We could probably go back and watch their games at this point with the technology that we have. So my top 10 quarterbacks in order. You ready for this, Dom?
Let's go ahead.
Let's go one by one.
Okay.
I didn't intend to go here today. Now Zangrilli is coming at me because he tweeted out this stuff.
Wonder who Zangrilli has in his top 10 quarterbacks of all time list.
I don't know. Now I'm texting him. Now he's angry with me. All right. Number one on my all-time quarterback list. A lot of people won't agree with me, but I'm vehement.
Oh,
adamant, I should
don't
say.
Don't do what I think you're going to do.
Jim Kelly? No, I'm not doing that. He's not even in my top 10.
Anybody but the obvious number one.
Yeah. John Elway.
Okay. Well, I guess your list has been validated or whatever.
Who's yours?
Tom Brady.
Okay. Would you like to know why I pick Elway number one?
Sure. Actually, yeah, I'm very curious.
Yeah, because I feel like, here's how I define it. If I had a game to save the world, which quarterback would I want? Well, there could be a variety of game conditions that day. And if I have John Elway, I have somebody that can not only engineer, you know, a conventional offense and stand back there in the pocket and pick you apart, but also run around like a maniac and make some of the greatest plays you've ever seen with one of the, if not the greatest arm you've ever seen. And he also, until he got the help, and then he won two Super Bowls in a row at the end of his career. Before that, I don't know that there's a player in history who took a team to a Super Bowl multiple times that was worse than those Broncos. He was unbelievable. How many Super Bowls did he get to before that?
Three? And he lost all three.
Yeah, I know he lost all three because he was going against teams that were 20 times better than his.
Sure, but if you're the greatest quarterback of all time, like you're saying, you can't lose three straight Super Bowls and then only win two because you get Terrell Davis.
Well, yeah. Oh, tell me a quarterback who didn't have great players around him who won bunches
of Super Bowls. Tom Brady won a couple Super Bowls with some iffy teams.
He also had the greatest coach of all time.
Overrated head coach.
They also cheated for another thing. Do you include that?
Come on. What, Deflategate?
Wait, not Deflategate.
What, Spygate? Well, that's his coach. It's not him.
I think it helped him.
Maybe to some degree, but you can't hold that against him all time.
No,
the guy won seven Super Bowls, and it was the clutchest player in the history of the game.
Tom Brady's number two on my list. Who's number two on yours?
Joe Montana. 4-0 in Super Bowls is hard to top.
See, you seem to be valuing Super Bowls a lot here, except when it comes to Bradshaw and Staubach. I've noticed that about your list so far.
It factors into it. I have Elway third on my list.
Wait, who do you have second?
Montana.
Okay, I have Patrick Mahomes third. Who do you have?
John Elway third.
Thank you. I have
Montana. Wow, you have Mahomes already up in the top three.
I mean, have you been watching football for the last 8 years?
Yeah, I mean, I also saw him get blown out in two Super Bowls.
You seem to be devaluing the idea of getting to a Super Bowl.
No, but
getting there is not easy. And he's won, how many, three? He's been to five. Has he won three?
Yeah, he beat the Eagles, he beat the Buccaneers, or the 49ers, and then, yeah, so three.
And then who?
The 49ers again in overtime.
Yeah, I'll take him. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. They've been to the AFC Championship game every year he's been their quarterback.
He also has a great team around him.
Here we go again.
I'm just trying to put it in perspective here.
I know.
Anyway.
I don't know. Does he have a great team around him?
Well, he had Tyreek Hill for a few seasons. He had Travis Kelce his entire career. He has a pretty good defense.
I mean, doesn't every team that wins a Super Bowl have good players?
Yes, but you got to put it in. I'm just putting things in perspective here. Who do you have it for?
Montana. Who do you?
Peyton Manning.
Okay. Who do you have at five?
Brett Favre.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's way too high for Brett Favre.
Is it, though?
Yes,
guy
it
retired
is.
With, like, every single
Nobody
statistical record.
Nobody in their right mind would put Brett Favre over Marino.
I think everybody in their right mind would.
Marino's number five on my list, Brett Favre. All right, who's number six for you?
I have Mahomes six.
I have Peyton Manning six.
Okay.
Who's number seven?
Dan Marino.
Aaron Rodgers for me.
Ooh, whoa. Aaron Rodgers making the list.
He didn't make your list?
No.
What?
By the way, I lied. Roger Staubach is eight on my list. Pardon
okay.
me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But Rodgers has won four MVPs, my friend.
That's regular season. His postseason
career
is shaky.
So you accentuate the I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
What are you talking about? I'm being pretty consistent here.
You put heavy emphasis on the postseason, except when it comes to Bradshaw beating Staubach twice head on.
I'm putting it in perspective here. Again, Eli Manning had two unbelievable postseason runs where he beat Hall of Fame quarterbacks. It doesn't write the whole story.
Yeah, but he didn't win four MVP awards. The fact that Aaron Rodgers is not near top 10 is way more outrageous than not having Bradshaw there. Anyway, number eight.
Staubach.
Ben.
Nine, I have Ben.
Okay. Nine, I have Bradshaw.
Hmm.
You have Ben?
Ben at nine, yes.
Okay, number 10, I have Favre.
See, Brett Favre at 10 is just ridiculous out of you. This person,
what about Brett Favre only winning one Super Bowl?
How about Brett Favre winning three straight MVPs and should have won a Super
Bowl? How about Aaron Rodgers winning four MVPs?
Not in a row. Also, Brett Favre should have won at least one more Super Bowl in 2009, and he made a couple more championship games that were close. Number 10, I have Drew Brees.
You're moving the goalpost, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
The next two in for me are Staubach and Brees.
Rodgers would probably be right there. And then probably Bradshaw. And someone who I don't think gets enough recognition is Troy Aikman. Guy went 3-0 in Super Bowls.
Here we go with the Super Bowls again.
Joe, it's the
yeah,
most
he didn't
important
have a good
game.
Team
what are
around
you talking
him,
about?
Just Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith.
That's why he's not in my top 10. Super Bowls count for... See, you're doing... Let me just say something. You're doing what I hate that people
what?
Do.
What am I doing?
Because people try to take the opposite stance and say, oh, you're taking Super Bowls way too into account. Super Bowls mean something.
I know.
I get that some people
take... We started the whole conversation with Bradshaw over Staubach because of Super Bowls. Ever since then, you've emphasized Super Bowls. You de-emphasized it there.
No, you're de-emphasizing Super Bowls.
Elway had two, Brady, Mahomes, Montana.
John Elway lost three straight Super Bowls, three straight Super Bowls, and you have him number one. I'm saying Super Bowls count for more than some people make it out to be. I understand that they're not everything, and some people make it out to be everything, but it counts for something, and you're doing the stupid take of, well, Super Bowls don't mean everything. Yeah, Super Bowls mean something. I hate to say it.
Especially when it comes to tie-breaking between Bradshaw and Staubach.
It's not tie-breaking. I have Staubach 8. Terry Bradshaw's not in my top 10. That's not tie-breaking.
Okay, so you have Staubach emphatically over Bradshaw.
Yeah. Again, I'm sitting here. I know we
phones.
Have callers. So
Let's
I'm,
go to the phones.
I'm ready to learn. Vinny in Springdale.
Hello, Vinny.
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
Good. Yourself?
Great. Good to hear you today. I love you over Pump Payday, so Pump can stay home.
That's very unkind. I guess you're with intern Dom. He always rips Pump, too. We love Bob Pompiani. He's the most popular guy in town here, and he's also a very nice man, and I want him back.
Yes, he is a nice guy, but I'd rather listen to you than him. I want to know the criteria you guys did this. I was listening, and I hear going back and forth, but intern Dom, I don't know where – like, he's a smart kid. I listen to him. But I don't know how you don't have Terry Bradshaw in your top 10, because you say he takes Super Bowls into account, correct?
But I am. I can't figure out whether he is. He seems to move the goalposts with every one of his picks. Intern Dom, why do you pick Staubach over Bradshaw?
Yeah, so Vinny, here's what I would say, and then you can tell me your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I am not coughing at 4-0 in Super Bowls. I know that is remarkable. But you cannot deny that he was surrounded with maybe the best supporting cast in the history of football. And by the way, his stats aren't that great. He had a career touchdown to interception ratio of 212 to 210. That's not good. Like, we can't sit here and just ignore that. He was wildly inaccurate at times. I get that he had a cannon of an arm, but he also made some pretty stupid decisions. I am taking into account the record here in the postseason, but we also have to do eye test and look at the talent here.
Well, you can't do eye tests because you're not old enough to see those two, correct?
Okay, but I've done my research and I've watched highlights, Vinny. Do you know what happened? Vinny, okay. Let me ask you this, just yes
yeah,
or no.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened in the Civil War? Yes or no?
Okay, yes.
Were you around for the Civil War? Did you see it with your own eyes?
No.
No, but you still know what happened
school.
And you can still form an opinion.
You have to admit, Vinny, that's a pretty good argument.
I told you he's a smart kid.
So tell me why your case is for Bradshaw.
Well, my case for Bradshaw is because of his career. It was up and down. He fought. He was put in the corner. He had to come back, and he had to fight not only the ownership, but the coach, the city. And then football back then was so hard to play. And, yeah, he had great talent around him, but so did Staubach.
So did Staubach. You're exactly right about that.
I agree with you, though, on number one, Elway, the best all time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Dom, what do you have to say about that, and who's next?
I mean, again, I get the points that people are making, and I'm not trying to take away from Bradshaw and all the positives that come with him, but if we're going, listen, we're talking all time here. Like, we're talking the best of the best. You got to bring a little bit more to the table than, hey, he made a couple deep throws. Paul is in Washington, who, by the way, was
Wait a second. Wait a second.
What?
You're hurting yourself here.
No, I'm not.
You can make a case for Staubach. You could. He was really, really good. But you're really minimizing Bradshaw. A couple of deep throws. The guy was phenomenal in the clutch.
Understood. But
for years and years.
We're not comparing him all time to Kirk Cousins. We're comparing him to the best of the best. Paul in Washington.
How you doing there, Dom? Giuseppe, a pleasure as always. But intern Dom, I'm sorry, buddy. It's time for you to get your notebook out because you're about to get taken to school. Now, you need to have a talk with somebody that actually watched Terry Bradshaw play and listened to all the names Terry Bradshaw was called. Yeah, he threw a lot of interceptions. But you know what, Dom? He had to throw the damn ball down the field. He had to run out of the pocket. He took more hits than Tom Brady could ever think about getting hit. They changed the daggone game because of Terry Bradshaw and Mel Blount. I mean, Terry Bradshaw, to me, is the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. This
oh,
guy
okay,
made
come
that
on.
The average man could not throw.
You know what his playoff record is, Dom?
Tom Brady was a cheat. He always was. He always will be. He never played football the way the game was supposed to play. And Chuck Knoll let Terry Bradshaw know, I'm the coach. You're the player. Do what the hell I say or you're going to be on the bench. But the unsung hero of that Steelers dynasty was Jefferson Street Joe Gillum. On any other team in any other decade, probably an MVP of the league. Have a good day, and I'll listen to your feed. Bye-bye.
That was incredible.
Oh, I hung up. I wanted to have a conversation.
Well, he hung up. What was Bradshaw's career playoff record, Dom, in 19 games?
I'm assuming
Wrong.
You know it.
14-5. What was his Super Bowl record?
4-0.
Wrong. 4-0.
I said 4-0.
A two-time.
Also, to say he's number one, I mean, Paul. Let's you know, come back
he
to reality.
He was 14-5 in the playoffs, and as I've said, he wasn't dinking and dunking the ball down the field. He was making some of the greatest game-winning, Super Bowl-winning throws of all time. And people act like anybody could have gone in and played with those Steelers. No, it took a special guy to make those plays.
Let's play a quick game, Joe. You and me. We'll have some fun.
Yep.
I'm going to give you some names. You just tell me yes or no if you've ever heard of them, okay?
Yep.
Franco Harris.
Yep.
Lynn Swan.
Yep.
John Stallworth.
Yep.
Mike Webster.
Yep.
How about Joe Green?
Yeah.
Jack Ham?
Yep.
How about Jack Lambert?
Yeah.
Mel Blount?
Yep.
Chuck Knoll?
Yeah.
You've heard of all those guys?
Yeah.
You know where all those guys are, right?
Yeah.
They're in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the best.
Yep.
He was surrounded by simply the greatest team in the history of football. Again, not trying to discount him, but when we're having an all-time debate here, it factors into it. I also get that Roger Staubach was also on a very good team. But Terry Bradshaw was simply on the greatest team.
Those games,
and that helps him
those
out. Games can't deny that.
Against the Cowboys came down to a couple of plays. Bradshaw made them. Staubach didn't. And I would ask you, you've heard of Tony Dorsett, yes?
Sure.
Hall of Fame. You've heard of Tom Landry?
I've heard of him.
Hall of Fame. You've heard of Gil Brandt, who helped put those teams together?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame. You've heard of Too Tall Jones and Randy White? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame. You've heard of Drew Pearson? Yes.
Yes.
Hall of Fame.
Was that team better than those Steelers teams? Take quarterback out of it. Which team had the better supporting cast?
Steelers, but not by a ton. And that's why those games were so competitive, and that's why they were essentially, in the end, decided by quarterback play.
Okay, fair. Again, I'm going to give you that, but I go back to the, you know, my argument I've been saying here. Eli beat Brady twice in a Super Bowl. It's not the end-all, be-all. It counts for something, but it doesn't count for everything.
Who's next?
Let's go to Jeff in Zelianople.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Joe, time. Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool, man.
You got to get that clip. Yeah.
Get back in the kiddie pool with him in the afternoon.
We have to put Dom, we have to put him in those little swimmies on his arms, those little inflatable swimmies, right?
There you go. And, you know, Rodgers' touchdown interception ratio is off the charts. Four MVPs. He's an onside kick recovery away from going to a Super Bowl where they would have destroyed Peyton Manning.
How is Aaron Rodgers not in your top 10 quarterbacks of all time?
It's unbelievable. Send him back to the kiddie pool.
His playoff record isn't that great. He's 12-10, and post that Super Bowl run where he beat the Steelers, there's a lot of playoff disappointments there following great regular seasons.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, he called the PM team the kiddie pool. I hope that didn't go missed, because that was funny. I enjoyed that.
We'll take one more.
All right, let's go to Lance in Penn Hills. He's been waiting a while.
Hello, Lance.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. The one thing that I wanted to point out was you guys aren't taking in the fact the Mel Blount rule that allowed the receivers nowadays can run down the field unimpeded.
I am taking that into account. In fact, I said that the Steelers' offense completely changed when the Mel Blount rule went into effect because suddenly it freed up their passing game and their receivers, and Terry Bradshaw took maximum advantage of that. And I'm not sure just any old quarterback could have and made the throws that he made. The Steelers went from a running team at the biggest moments to a passing team in the biggest moments because of the Mel Blount rule.
Right, I agree with that. But also, the interceptions were more during the Mel Blount era, I believe, for quarterbacks than it was afterwards.
Sure.
Because of the interference.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So.
And a guy, here's something for you. What's your first name again?
Lance.
Lance, here's something for you and me against intern Dom. How many interceptions did Roger Staubach throw in a 21-17 loss to the Steelers in the Super Bowl? Intern Dom, how many? Wrong. Three.
I thought it was three. Yeah, okay.
And how many did he throw in the next game against the Steelers? The great 35-31 win by the Steelers. Intern Dom? Wrong.
I think it was two.
One, but he threw two in the NFC title game that year. This guy was an interception machine in the playoffs, for God's sakes.
Well, they're both good quarterbacks, but I'm taking Terry Bradshaw all day.
Me too.
You got to measure those guys' heart as well, and his heart was probably the biggest.
He scored, I think, 35 touchdowns, something like that, on the ground. He was a maniacal runner. Now, Staubach was an incredible scrambler, too. Listen, in the end, and I appreciate the call, in the end, intern Dom, I don't think it's nuts to say what you're saying, but your minimizing of Bradshaw is reprehensible. There was also the next year, 1976, they lose to the Rams in a playoff game. How many touchdowns did Staubach throw in that game?
19.
Wrong. Zero. How many interceptions in that game?
19.
Wrong. Three. I rest my case.
Did you have Bradshaw above Ben in your ranking?
I had him just below.
Just below.
I fluctuated on that through the years because what that guy just said is right. When people go back and look at the numbers from the 70s, that's just silliness. The game, even after the Blunt Rule, was totally different. You didn't have the sophistication in your pass game. You didn't have the same type of coaching. You didn't have quarterbacks with quarterback coaches even. I mean, go look at some of the numbers. Give me a quarterback. Ken Anderson, Fran Tarkenton. Go back and look at any of those numbers from that era. And you're going to find guys with tons of interceptions and not tons of touchdowns because of the way the game was played. That's just a fact. I mean, Fran Tarkenton was one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That's inarguable. Would you like to hear his interception numbers, Dom?
Go ahead.
17, 25, 15, 11, 11, 16, 19, 12, 12, 21, 13, 7, 12, 13, 8, 14. And to round out his career in 1978, Fran Tarkenton threw, yes, 32 interceptions. May I rest my case? So please don't go back and bring up Terry Bradshaw's interceptions. Please don't.
How about a 52% career completion percentage?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. How about,
I don't.
How about, see that? And so then he goes and does it. Then he goes up and brings up an irrelevant number.
The number of times you make a pass is irrelevant?
No.
It's the most relevant.
Dan Fouts is one of the greatest passers, pure passers of all time. You know what his career his career completion percentage was?
Wrong. What?
58%.
That's a lot better than 52.
58%. You know what his interceptions were? The great Dan Fouts. Him and John Jefferson used to do pass routes blindfolded. They were so on target. And they'd complete them. Here's his interceptions for his career. 13, 13, 10, 15, 20, 24, 24, 17, 11, 15, 17, 20, 22, 15. It was just a different game. What was Roger Staubach's completion percentage, I might add?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. 57%. That would be crap today.
Last time I checked, 57 is higher than 52.
It
again,
is.
I know
right,
that this
but
is
they're
semantics.
Sort of in the same ballpark, no?
Yes, but again, we're doing semantics here because this is a close
and he
competition.
And he always had double-figure interceptions, too. Anyway, we have to go. Michael McHenry coming up. I have some Steeler training camp observations coming up as well, as we're just minutes away from them putting on the pads for the first time. And I'll tell you a couple of them. Is depth on the offensive line the single biggest concern with this team right now? Is Deshaun Elliott right for blaming the media on what he said about Aaron Rodgers and then attempted to clean it up? We already did Art calling Ben a top 10 quarterback of all time. We agree here. I assume you do too, given the town we're in. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend, intern Dom, who's ingratiating himself every single day, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.